Just kidding. Hi, everybody. I'm going to wait while people get a little bit more settled. Sometimes things that aren't so fun happen. Sometimes there seems to be some negative things, some things that upset us, some inharmony. And what we learned last week was to tell those things, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Okay. And don't you come back no more. Okay, we got to finish it. Hit the road, Jack. All right, so we know to say that. And we know how sometimes when, I don't know, we don't feel like getting along with someone or things seem negative, we know to tell it no. But another wonderful and sure defense to these sorts of things is love. Love destroys terror. Love destroys hatred. Love gets rid of fear. Perfect love casts out fear. And it's also true that divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. Well, I've been thinking about that a lot and thinking that, yes, divine love does meet every human need. And we can think about that all day, but I wanted to give you some examples of how we can learn from our animal friends about how to love, how love can cancel out any antagonism or feelings of upsetness. So are you guys okay if I read you some stories? Does that sound fun? Oh my God, wait. So I'll sit up here because it's so messy back here. I was gonna sit in this chair, but there's stuff all, Dan, Nathan, I'm sorry to ask you guys this. Do you think that you could pay attention to the Prac Talk while helping me clean the stage? It looks like somehow the lost and found just found its way onto the stage. So will that disturb you guys if they're cleaning while I'm reading? Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay. So these are some stories about animals who usually wouldn't get along at all, but because of love, they find a way and they resist their animalistic tendencies, that animalistic magnetism that would make them normally not get along, and they find love. So the first one I want to read to you is one about a bear and the cat. So these are some funny names. There was an old bear that lived in a zoo in Germany. Her name was Mauschen. She had lived in the zoo her whole life. Mauschen was an Asian black bear who was very shaggy. People thought she looked kind of like a giant black cat. Hold on. One day, a little black cat appeared at the zoo. Nobody knew where that little black cat had come from. The zookeepers named the cat Mushki. The black cat started hanging around Mauschen. Everywhere the bear went, the cat followed. But the bear did not seem to mind. Mauschen liked her new little buddy. Yeah, isn't that cute that a bear would like a kitten? The two of them spent all of their time together. They ate their meals together. They slept next to each other. People were amazed. They came from all over the world to see the bear and the little cat who were such good friends. No one had ever seen such a thing. One time, it's funny to imagine all those people wanting to see this bear and the cat. One time, the zoo needed to make some repairs, so the zookeeper moved Mauschen to a new room that was inside a building. But Mushi the cat did not know what happened. She went all around the zoo looking for Mouschkin. Yeah, can you picture that? Just imagine in your minds what a little cat looking all around for the bear must have looked like. It's funny, right? Finally, when the repairs were finished, the zookeepers moved Mouschkin back outside. Mushi was so happy to see her old friend again, and Mouschkin was so happy to see Mushi too. To this day, yeah, can you just picture them like jumping up and hugging? That'd be funny, huh? Okay, I know these are funny stories. You guys can borrow this sometime if you want. To this day, no one can explain why these two furry black animals became such good friends. Are you guys finished with some of that cleaning?
Yep, almost done.
Okay. Great, there's also a Weber in case you see any spider webs or something. Just, okay. So that was one. Do you guys want to hear another story? Okay, yeah. I like these two. Let's see. This one, there's another cat in this story. So this one's called The Orangutan and the Cat. Tonda, an old orangutan that lived in a zoo, was not known for being nice. Can you picture that orangutan kind of like this? Okay. In fact, she was downright grouchy, not just with the zookeepers, but even with her own mate. Hey, what's that noise? Oh, thanks for folding that, Dan. I think that was from that video show the other night. Okay, back to the story. And yet, when her mate died, the zookeepers noticed that Tonda got very, very sad. Can you picture in your minds a sad orangutan? The zookeepers tried giving Tonda lots of toys to lift her spirits. Maybe like that Frisbee Dan just had could be one of those toys. That'd be funny. They filled her days with activities, but Tonda was still sad. She started to eat less. Then the zookeepers had an idea. What if Tonda got a new friend? And they had just the friend in mind, a tabby cat named TK. For some reason, the cat was not afraid of the grumpy old orangutan. And the orangutan, who was always rough with other animals, was very gentle with TK. The zookeepers noticed that Tonda got angry every time they took TK away. But whenever they let TK play with Tonda, the orangutan became very happy. So they let TK stay with Tonda all the time. TK became very important to Tonda. The orangutan always kept her eye on him. She would scoop TK up. Can you picture that orangutan scooping that kitty up? It's pretty funny, I know. And carry him to her bed at night. And then, Tonda, what's so funny? Oh, guys, did you fall? Are you okay?
Yeah, this thing is a mess. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, that thing looks, I can see why it's so hard to fold.
Yeah.
Maybe you can work together, be more of a team.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so Tonda would scoop up TK and carry him to her bed at night, then tuck him under a blanket to keep him warm. She played with him all the time and often hugged him tenderly. That reminds me of tender mercies, when you have a really big, strong animal being so tender with a little animal. That's what tender mercies are. The cat loved Tonda too. He liked to lick Tonda and rub his face against Tonda's face. I know, isn't that hilarious to think of a cat licking an orangutan? I can see why you guys are laughing so hard. Okay, so the zookeepers believe that TK saved Tonda's life after she became friends with the cat. Tonda started eating again, and Tonda never changed her ways with other animals, but was always friendly with TK. So with the cat that saved her life, the orangutan was always gentle as a lamb. Okay, so are we getting that stage cleaned up still?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, you guys got the towels folded?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So. You finally got that sorted out.
Yeah, almost done.
I don't want to cut too much into Bible lesson study, but do you guys want to hear one more?
Okay.
Yeah, these are great stories. I keep these in Pal House to remind us of the power of love. That anytime we're feeling anything icky or harmonious, love just gets right rid of it. So this is about the... you know what? I wanted to find... Where's that one about... All right, just a second. Oh, yeah, okay, I wanted to read one about an iguana. So I had to find it. You guys know what an iguana is, right? Here's a picture in case you can't picture it. Okay, New York City is home to a lot of things. And one day, a man found an iguana, of all things, on the street. And iguanas usually live in Central or South America. But this one was obviously lost. So the man got the small iguana and he brought it home and he named it Sobe. Can you guys picture like a big green iguana with the spikes on its head and the face? Okay, so in time, Sobe grew to be 4.5 feet long. A short while after giving Sobe a home, the same woman found a stray cat near her house. And this cat wasn't feeling very well, so the woman took it home and nursed it back to health. And the first time this cat, whose name was Johan, met Sobe, the iguana hissed. Can you picture that? Yeah, the iguana hissed and puffed himself up to look really big. This is what iguanas do in the wild to scare away predators. But the cat wasn't scared at all. He just rubbed up against that iguana's rough skin and purred. Sobe calmed down. He closed his eyes and let the cat rub against his face. After that, the two were always together. Johan would clean Sobe, and Sobe would follow Johan all around the house. Sobe would climb onto the bed and sleep with Johan. The two were often found curled up next to each other, Johan with his head leaning on Sobe's body, and Sobe with his mouth turned up in what looked to be a smile. Isn't that so sweet? I know, I love picturing a smiling iguana. That's so good. Okay, well, you know, that's probably enough. You guys probably don't want to hear any more. Is that, you do? Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. I have two more I can't decide between, but I think I'll stick with one because we've had some. Each one has had a cat. And I want to make sure you know this isn't just your regular cats that can feel this way, but also big cats like leopards. Can you guys picture a big leopard now? You guys have been doing a really good job about using your imagination, so let's just keep doing that. In India, the cow is considered a sacred animal. It's a symbol of life because it never brings harm to other animals. But they're also vulnerable, so you usually have to guard them. And early one evening, a young Oh, that's funny.
Just towels.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought I heard a cow. Maybe someone's imagination was so powerful it made a cow sound. Okay. Early one evening, a young leopard entered a small village in India and began wandering through the streets. Normally, it would be scary to see a leopard walking along your street. Can you imagine a leopard walking in your street? Because leopards are larger than the biggest of dogs. They have sharp... Hey, what's going on?
Oh, did you see this? I don't know how to get this off. I think it's a marker or something.
Huh, well, spit. Okay. Yeah, okay, okay. That'll work. I love it when they put their whole self in. Yeah. Okay.
We'll leave that.
Okay, thanks. All right. So normally it'd be scary to see a leopard walking on your street because they're the biggest of dogs. Their sharp teeth grow to be 2 inches long and they are predators. The villagers did not want the leopard to eat any of their farm animals. When they saw the leopard go into the area where they kept their cows, They were so scared it would eat one. I'm going to show you a picture here. Okay, I'll show it again in a sec. They decided they would catch the leopard, but then they saw an amazing sight. The leopard was lying down in the barn right next to the cow. See? Can you guys see what it must have looked like? Can you imagine that? Okay. A leopard cuddling with a cow? How could that be? But it was true. You okay, Dan?
So hot.
Okay, no, seriously, guys, I'm still seeing some, okay,
so
okay.
We just have a little bit left over here.
Okay. Not only did the leopard lie down with a cow that one time, he did it again and again and again for the next 60 nights. That's 2 months. The leopard strolled into the village, walked through the streets in the same place, and laid down with that same cow. Sometimes the cow would lick the leopard from head to foot. Can you picture the cow licking the leopard from head to foot? The leopard seemed to love that tongue bath and would close his eyes. This sweet little bedtime routine happened every night. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, what are you guys laughing at? Wait. Okay. Fold it in that towel. I love it. Yeah, Dan, I can tell you're putting your whole self. You can use that towel to wipe off. Okay. It's just that sweat, you know. Okay.
Furball.
Furball. Okay. No one could explain. And then one day, as suddenly as it started, it stopped. No one could explain why the leopard stopped coming. No one had any explanation why. But we know why the leopard came to that cow. It needed that comfort, that love. And that love was more powerful than that leopard's desire to eat that cow. So that's a good example of how love is more is stronger than any hatred or fear or doubt. Well, I guess that's it. I mean, I did have one more story, but it's probably time for Bible lesson study.
No. 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 No more stories.
One more? Okay. It's always nice to be encouraged to share more stories. So this is the last one, and I want to read this one because it really makes the point that this isn't just about cats, little cats, or big cats, but it really applies to all animals and to us. And this one's going to be tougher to imagine because it's in the water. But it's called The Dog and the Dolphins. A lot of dogs like the water, but this story is about a dog who liked the animals who lived in the water. Joker, the dog who lived with a family in Israel. He had a lot of human friends, but he would always sneak away to the ocean to a place called Dolphin Reef. And then at Dolphin Reef, there were sometimes cats and chickens and even some peacocks at Dolphin Reef. But when Joker first started hanging around Dolphin Reef, people thought he was there to chase the animals that were on the land. But Joker wasn't interested in those animals. He only wanted to watch the dolphins play. Can you picture the dolphins jumping out of the water? Like, yeah. Yes, thanks. What are you guys doing back there? Okay. Oh, yeah, move that out of the way. It'll be easier to sweep.
Is this for the...
I think that's a wood polisher. That might help with getting some... Okay. Okay, so Joker, the dog, really liked to watch the dolphins jump out of the water. Then, one day, Joker jumped in the water to join them, and the dolphins didn't seem to mind. They all splashed in the water together. Can you picture that? The dolphins... Thanks. I love it that you guys think I'm so funny. That's good. Okay, after a while, Joker's new dolphin friends would whistle and click to him. Whoa, I felt a big breeze there. Oh, look, Nathan, that's so funny. I think when you were cleaning, you have a little dirt on your face. Okay. Oh, okay, later. All right. We just want to make sure they always appear professional. These are professional program directors up here. Okay. Then, one day, he jumped in to join them. The dolphins did not seem to mind. They all splashed around in the water. After a while, Joker's new little dolphin friends would whistle and click to him as if inviting him to join the games. Yeah, oh, that's good. That's so funny that they're making those sounds so we can picture that. That's really helpful. Who knows what they were saying to one another? Good friends don't always need words to have a great time together. The end. Okay. So, oh, great. It looks like we're just about wrapped up there, too. Great timing, guys. Okay. So we've learned a lot today, I hope, about the power of love to get rid of any kind of hatred, doubt, fear. Even when we're feeling aggressive or scared, we can just really picture love, not just in this room, but all around the lodge, all around the camp, all the way up at JL, circling around the corrals, just bringing all of us like a huge circle all around the entire camp and all of our programs. And it also includes all of Missouri, all of the United States, all of the entire world. There is no spot where love is not. And we can just always remember these animals who were able to overcome their animalistic tendencies with love and more love. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human and animal need. Amen. Thank you guys for participating in our Prac Talk.